Well, Aidan, good to see you here at Donington. It's the season launch for the 2024 British Touring Car Championship. Big news for you, of course. You have a new drive.
Yeah, again. No, it's good. We're looking forward to this year in the Toyota Corolla with Speedbox. It's the past couple of years, it's always looked such a strong car. I know last year it had its moments where it showed great pace, but they were in year one of a new engine program. So having that year in the belt, being able to go away over the winter and work on where they had to work on, I'm confident we'll be in a good position coming into this season. Having had a couple of shots of the car already, it feels a lot more suited to me than the last year with the Honda. You know, it's the last year's Honda was a kind of a longer car with a lot of rear end stability, and this is a bit more twitchy and like the A-Class when I raced that, and it's kind of its heyday. So, yeah, it feels quite suited to my driving style. It's a car that's given me confidence, but you don't know where you are until you get to round one, of course, in touring cars. And you know, it's if a car feels great, but you're a second off the pace, then it instantly feels terrible, and vice versa. If it feels terrible, but turns out it's fast, then all of a sudden it feels great. So we'll see how that goes.
You mentioned there about the wheelbase, the length of the cars being different. But we're not talking huge amounts, are we? We're talking inches different, number of inches different.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that, you know, the overhang as well plays quite a big part. And the general nature of the Honda, just such a planted car at the back. It almost made it easy to overdrive because it gave you so much confidence at the rear that it was very easy to carry too much speed in. And, you know, then kind of you almost had to work backwards, know where you wanted to pick up the throttle to determine you were carrying too much speed into a corner. Whereas the Toyota feels a bit more kind of nimble, a bit more pointy on the front end, and with more rotation, and it's just something that kind of suits me better that I've always preferred from a race car.
Yeah, it's no secret, because we talked about it last season, that you had some frustrations and disappointments last year, and I think head went down a bit, didn't it? You know, you shared this with me. The way you're talking now, and with the limited time you've had in the Toyota already, you seem a whole lot more positive already.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year was so much hope going into it, you know, after such a poor 2022 as well. You know, the way that Infiniti was 20 and 21, myself and Ash, and having my best ever season in 2021, kind of sitting in sixth position going to the last round of the championship and winning the teams with Ash. It was for the way that car fell off when it got redesigned for the new engine and to take the hybrid. Just the way it was done, it got done completely wrong, and it ruined that car. So to go through that, going from the high to the low, you know, you were so set on bouncing back, and there was a few things that changed with the Honda chassis, and it just, we didn't have the time for the pre-season because of some of the other things going on with the engine, and everything should have worked. It just it threw up a few issues, and we didn't have the time to test and figure it out, which it's nobody's fault by any means. It was just bad luck, because everything made sense what we were doing, and it should have been, you know, taking a great car that handles so well and putting a fast engine, it should have been a no-brainer. So we got caught out, but this year, it's, you know, kind of resetting again and trying to come back to be stronger again, I guess. Been kind of doing a lot of work on myself as well, you know, trying things like mind coaching and whatnot, and I've put a bit more into myself this year to go away and come back as a trying to have that clean start after two disappointing years.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And the changes coming up in the championship are going to swap things around, aren't they? I mean, we've got the new qualifying, we've got the carryover of the need to use the harder option tyre, and of course the extra boost in the hybrid. It's going to change everybody's strategy and approach, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was quite interesting using the hybrid Croft with the full boost. It's actually noticeable in the car the way it picks it up. Especially when you're in the wet, coming off that tight hairpin at Croft, you're scrambling for grip and almost kind of slightly short on the gears to get going. So as soon as you push the button, you can feel the car just lift. So that was actually quite an interesting, fun feeling as a driver, because it felt like you got that big waft of speed that we kind of expected. So that was actually really cool. So I think it will definitely be the overtaking tool it was always kind of designed to be. I think it will be that this season. Which I also think it should throw up this qualifying mix like it did in the days of Ballas, where, you know, someone who's right on it at the front are having struggle in race ones, which gives you your opportunities or different drivers' opportunities at potential moments. So I think it's going to make it exciting. So, I think it's just shaping up to... The big thing for a driver, it's a lot of unexpected things for us. You know, you might be on the good luck side or you might be on the side thinking... I wish the rules hadn't changed. But I think for the fans and the television, it's going to be incredible. And that's what makes British Touring Cars. It's the fans. So, and that's why we get the sponsors and the crowds. So I think that's the main thing. And as always, if you get the car right, the team right, and you drive well, everyone's got the same ups and downs, and you're going to kind of come through it. So I think it's going to make it a lot more interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, joining a new team and getting to grips with the new car, big challenges for any driver. Have you set yourself any expectations for the first half of the season? I mean, are you treating this as a learning year, or are you going hell for leather for it?
No, I don't have expectations. I don't really... Well, not believe in expectations, but I think it's a waste of time to expect anything. I think if you expect something, it never happens. I think you just need to go out determined and fight. And this year, I'm not expecting, but what I'm going out and aiming for is to go and stand on that top step again and be fighting for podiums again. We're aiming to be at the sharp end, aiming to be up there in the points and fighting. That's the aim going into this season. It's not to... take it easy and learn the car to come out the blocks and put on a fight.
Yeah, and as you said, you've got, you know, you're a year older. You've been working on the sort of mind gym stuff and getting, you know, up here right. So you've got a muscle memory for driving the car, but it's a thinking man's game now, isn't it? One of the other drivers made an interesting comment to me this morning. He said he thinks this championship will be headed by the drivers who think.
Yeah.
About it, the cleverer drivers this year, not just necessarily the quickest drivers.
No, definitely. I think you'll be able to. I think thinking about it this year before the rule changes, you'll be able to transform weekends. You'll be able to know when it doesn't all go right. You'll be able to fight back and play strategic games. And I think that will present a lot of opportunity if you play your cards correctly. So, yeah, I think it's such a tight championship that sometimes just driving as fast as you can isn't quite enough. You need to think outside the box to capitalise on opportunities.
I hope you have a good season, Aidan. It's good to see you back with a smile on your face and looking forward to the challenge with the new team. I'm sure it's going to be a good one for you. Just before you go, you know, we'd like to have a bit of fun at the season kick-off. So I've got two curveball questions for you. I've got five in front of me. You need to choose two of them. Numbered 1 to 5, choose two numbers.
2 and 4.
2 and 4. What other sports are you good at or would like to be good at?
I'd like to be better at golf. I love golfing, but I'm a very hot and cold with that, so I'd love to be better at golf.
What do you play off?
To be honest, I play that much with my mates. I've never actually... I've not got time to have a membership where I am. I just played all different courses with mates, so I've never managed to get myself a handicap.
Maybe you should have a word with Mikey Doble, because he plays off scratch.
Really?
Apparently he's quite good. You know.
I won't be doing that anytime soon. I know that for a fact.
And 4 was your other one, wasn't it? 2 and 4. Which would you prefer to be, rich or famous?
Rich, hands down.
No hesitation.
I'm too miserable to be bloody famous and getting stopped all the time. Rich will be lovely, thanks.
Aidan, really great to see you. Have a great
season. Cheers, thank you very much.